এর মধ্যে এই পৃথিবীতে কয়েকবার মহা প্রলয় হয়ে গিয়েছে।
And during that time, the great destruction has happened on the earth. Seeing it, he could understand what has happened. He could see that the earth has changed completely. He visited Mathura, Vrajabhumi, Govardhan, Radhakund, Vrindavan, Nandagram, Varshana, Javad, and other places. And he understood that this divine abode of Lord Krishna, place of his pastimes, didn't change. This is the nature of the Lord's Dham, His holy place. Dham, Tirtha, that holy place is eternal. It's not changing. The change didn't happen there. Chaitanya Charitamrita, its writer, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad, is writing. This Sri Vrindavan on the earth and Golok Dham that is above, they are not different. Divya Golok Dham or Divine Golok Dham and Vrindavan Dham that's here on this earth, they're not different. He went into the forest of Vraja, and he was searching for the Lord. He was thinking, where is my Madangopal? But he couldn't have the darshan of Madangopal. And he was thinking, the Lord told me at Brahmaloka, go at Vrajadham, you will meet your Gurudev. And you will understand so much. So from the forest to forest in Vraj, he was wandering and searching, looking for the darshan of his Gurudev. With that eagerness, with such a pure eagerness, it's possible to gain Guru and Govinda. Suddenly, he has seen in one Kunja Kutir, in one secluded place in Kunja, he has seen his Gurudev. He was lying there in divine emotions. He was experiencing sattvic vikar. It means different changes of the body. Out of such a divine experiences that he had internally. He was fainted and he was lying like that on the ground. Gop Kumar could have his darshan. Tears were coming from his Gurudev's eyes and the foam was coming from his mouth. He has fallen on the ground as he was unconscious. He's such a great soul, immersed in his internal divine moods. Gop Kumar had his darshan, and he was trying to revive his Gurudev. After a longer time, when his Gurudev came to consciousness, his tears were still falling profusely. He was crying. The mucus was coming from his nose, the foam coming from his mouth. As they were close to Mother Yamuna, Gop Kumar brought some water of Mother Yamuna. After taking bath in Yamuna, his Gurudev told him, "Oh, my son, I was thinking of you. Where are you for all this time?" And he told to Gop Kumar, "I have explained to you in detail what is the way to chant Gopal Mantra. I've told you about it in detail. That along with chanting Dhyan, remembrance, remembering the Lord of the Lord should be done." So his Gurudev has explained it all. And then he told him, "Hey Gop Kumar, by chanting this mantra, you will see even more divine, transcendental things." And at that time, again, his Gurudev has disappeared. Gop Kumar couldn't understand where did his Gurudev go. Gop Kumar was crying and searching for his guru from forest to forest, but he couldn't find him. Accepting the instructions of his guru upon his head and following them, he continued chanting. As Gop Kumar continued chanting, his body became transcendental, spiritual. Gop Kumar could understand that it changed, that this change has happened, that his body became spiritual. What is the spiritual body like? It is subtle. For example, Devarishi Narada, he has transcendental spiritual body, and what he can do in it? Without any vehicle, he can visit different kind of abodes, different lokas. He can go to Golok, to Dwaraka. He can go to Ayodhya, whichever place he desires. Devarishi Narada can go, but also now Gop Kumar can go. He can go beyond the earthly abode. and to the higher planets as well. So Gop Kumar has gained transcendental spiritual body and easily he could go to whatever place he desired. At that time Gop Kumar went above the earth. It's not easy to understand these topics, but we are going to try to explain them. So he could go above the seven covers of the creation. And as he went above the earthly abode, he could see that Mother Earth is worshipping a form of a great boar. Who is that great boar? He is Lord Varahadev. There is description how Lord Varahadev has saved the Mother Earth. So Mother Earth was worshipping Lord Varahadev. Dara Devi, that is the name of Mother Earth. Dara means holding something. So the one that is holding. Earth is called holding everything upon her. So her name is Dara, Dara Devi. So Mother Earth told Gop Kumar, stay here at this abode for some time. This is a place where various spiritual personalities are residing. Gop Kumar gained peace there. He could see many divine things there. He is visiting many, many divine abodes there. And he could reach the form of the Lord that is Nirakar. It means it doesn't have the form, doesn't have material form. That is a special form of the Lord. It is the form of the Lord, the form of the Lord in light. It's effulgent of the Lord. So it's not material form, or meaning it's not the visual form of the Lord, but just the effulgent of the actual form of the Lord. The form, as it says, without qualities, nirakar, without particular form. So Gop Kumar, he was chanting the mantra that his guru has given to him and he was remembering the Lord. Now he was praying to his Gurudev that why is he attracted to this form, to say formless, as it name says, formless form of the Lord. The effulgence, the Brahman of the Lord. He was amazed. How is it possible that he's getting attracted to this effulgence form of the Lord? formless form of the Lord, effulgence of the Lord. So this Brahman, effulgence of the Lord, is the Lord himself, one of the forms, one of the aspects of the Lord. A special effulgence of the Lord, Brahman. Although it looks like that there is no form, that it's formless, that it's only the effulgence, actually beyond it, it's the real form of the Lord. When something is discussed, we should give example that it's not just some material example for some kind of entertainment. Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu would tell that when discussing Shastra, the example, divine example from the Shastra should be given. Shastra should be quoted. Otherwise, to give some ordinary example, material example, would be offense. Chaitanya Dev, what did he say? While discussing, if some proof has to be given, it should be given from scriptures, Puranas, etc. It shouldn't be some material comparison. That kind of description wouldn't give the real proof for divine topics that are being discussed. So, the material comparisons shouldn't be given. The proof from the Shastra, divine examples, should be given. So, it's necessary to quote the Shastra as a proof. These are instructions of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, we are giving example now. There was a divine personality who was giving katha from the scripture. He was speaking about Srila Jiv Goswami's books. But once, while speaking, he gave some external example, and immediately all the sadhus, all the mahatmas told, "We came to hear your katha. We came to hear from scriptures, not just some ordinary speech." So what we were discussing, Jyotirmay, it means effulgence of the Lord. He was feeling that his soul, he himself, got attracted towards it. He was thinking, why is this happening? How is this happening? He was thinking in his own mind. There was no one beside him, and he was thinking on his own, what is to be done? Here, Avrashila Kaviraj Goswami Pad, he gave one beautiful description. We are seeing sun. We are seeing just the effulgence, great special effulgence of the sun. But when devatas, when they see the sun, they are able also to see that sun has its own form. He's Deva. Devatas, they have power to see. So they are able to see the sun in its personal form. They can see it is Surya Dev, the divine personality. Surya Narayan, it means Narayan form, the Lord's form as a sun. So those who are able to see, they are seeing the specific form. For us ordinary human beings, the sun means effulgence of the sun. It means heat, warmth that it's giving us. So, although the Brahman is effulgence of the Lord, in actuality it is coming from personal form of the Lord. And Gop Kumar was thinking, now I can't see anything else than just this effulgence, and I am attracted to it. What is to be done? And he was thinking, no, it was better for me in Vrindavan. And suddenly, he could see from far away some white light, white as camphor. At that moment, he could see personality that was not dressed. That personality was naked, and he has three eyes. On his head, there was a half moon. He was holding Trishul, the trident. In his hand, he was holding trident. And he was having a long hair, like a jata, matted long hair. His body was covered in a dust. And around his neck, he was having a garland of skulls. Gop Kumar was thinking, who is this personality? This personality is worth of worship. Who is he? He was sitting upon his carrier, Nandi, and he was along his wife, Uma Devi. They were followed by his followers, different ghostly personalities.
Mm-hmm.
This personality is Mahadev, and there is one special narration relating to him. As it was mentioned, he is wearing garland of the skulls around his neck. Why he is doing so? Mother Uma Devi, she asked her husband Mahadev, "Oh Prabhu, why are you wearing this garland of skulls? You have told me about everything, but you never described regarding this." Why are you wearing this garland of skulls? Mahadev would speak about different things here and there, but he didn't directly answer her question ever. Once Naradev came, he met with Mother Uma Devi, and he told her, "Oh Mother, please tell me the truth. You are Ardhangini, means that's description addressing of the wife. She is the one that is half of her husband's body. And your husband loves you so much." And she said, "Yes, he loves me so much." Naradev told, "All right. If he loves you so much, oh mother, can you please tell me why your husband is wearing this garland of skulls around his neck? If you know it, please tell me. He's loving you so much, he must have told you about it." After Naradev left, Uma Devi has went to her husband Mahadev, and she has told him, "Why haven't you ever gave me the answer? Why are you wearing the garland of skulls?" She has asked him again and again, "You're wearing endless skulls around your neck as a garland. Why are you doing so? Why is it so? I wish to know." So she started telling him different things, as, "You're lying to me. You're cheating me, you don't want to give the answer," etc. Mahadev has answered, "In actuality, I do want to tell you, but I think you won't like the answer. This is why I never told you." And this time Mahadev has answered, "Because you're asking me, this time I tell you, all these skulls are yours. You did tapasya, you performed austerities, worshipping me for so many lives. And after each of your lives has ended, I've kept your skull. And all these skulls are yours from all the endless lives that you have worshipped me, that you did tapasya." Hearing this, Uma Devi has fallen at the lotus feet of her husband Mahadev. Touching his feet, she told, "You love me so much, I didn't know that I've lived so many lives worshipping you, and that all these skulls are skulls from my previous lives. At that time, Devi, wife of Mahadev, has understood how much he loves her. She has understood that these are her skulls. She, Parvati Devi, Mother Parvati. Hearing this narration, she started crying profusely. So this narration about Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, his wife, Uma Devi, Parvati Devi, gives example that when someone really loves the other person, they are not making a show of it, speaking to everyone about it, but they are keeping that love within themselves. So Gop Kumar couldn't understand who are these divine personalities in this divine abode beside the effulgence of the Lord. Understanding the questions of Gop Kumar, Nandi, the carrier, the bull carrier of Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiv, he came to Gop Kumar, Nandishwar, Nanda, the bull carrier of Lord Mahadev. He is a special personality, so he could understand what Gop Kumar was thinking about, and he started describing the glories of Lord Shiva, Lord Mahadev. He described the divine nature of Lord Shiva and telling that he is so powerful, being the greatest Vaishnava, the greatest devotee of the Lord, that he can bless personality to become a devotee of the Lord, to gain the divine abode of the Lord, to reach Vaikuntha and the highest abode of the Lord. Nandi described lots of tattva, lots of divine truth regarding Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiv. Srila Sanatana Goswami describes this topic quoting different scriptures. In order to understand the divine katha, the mind should be fixed. It's not possible to understand these divine topics with flickering mind. It's not some ordinary katha that it's just possible to hear while thinking about something else, while mind is flickering, restless. Divine katha should be heard with focused mind. So Srila Sanatana Goswami describes these topics about Lord Mahadev, quoting different scriptures, and he describes that Vaishnava Yata Shambhu, that amongst all Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva, Mahadev, Shishiv, Shambhu is the greatest. So if someone is worshipping Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiva, in such a mood that he is the greatest devotee, greatest Vaishnava, then he will gain the great mercy of Lord Shiva. Shastras, scriptures are describing that there is no difference in actuality between Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes these topics. In the scripture, at some places, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad is quoting, it is described that Lord Shiv, Shri Krishna and Shri Brahma, that if someone thinks that three of them are the same, are not different, that's offense. But at the other place in the scripture, it's told, if Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is seen as separated, different from the Lord, then that is the offense. So how it should be understood? These seem to be contradictory instructions. So how it should be understood? If we are thinking that Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee of the Lord, if Lord Brahma is such a great devotee of the Lord, that is proper understanding. But if someone is seeing them, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, as being completely independent from the Lord and worshipping them as the Supreme Lord, then that is the greatest offense. If someone sees them as the greatest devotees of the Lord and worships them in such a mood, then that's not offense, that's appropriate. If someone is seeing devatas as devotees of the Lord, the servants of the Lord, and worship them in such a mood, then that is not offense. But if someone is considering devatas to be the Supreme Lord themselves, then that is the great offense. There is so much told about these topics, so much described about these topics. So when Gop Kumar has heard descriptions about Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiv from Nandi, he was amazed. He has understood that Lord Shiv is above the mukti, salvation, that he himself can give the blessing to gain mukti, to gain salvation. That fulfilling desire of Kuver, the treasurer of the Lord, fulfilling Kuvera's desire, he came to this abode, close to the effulgence of the Lord. At this time, again, the loud kirtan was heard. Some effulgent personalities approach, doing kirtan, doing sankirtan. Gop Kumar could see that Mahadev came to them and he was offering respects to them. All these personalities, they were like Lord Vishnu himself. They all had four hands, they were wearing golden dhotis, they were carrying in all the four hands the signs of Vishnu, the conch, the club. The lotus, etc. So Gop Kumar was thinking, this is amazing. He was thinking, how is this possible?
Mahadev
Mahadev was fainting, and when he came to consciousness, he joined the kirtan of these divine personalities. Gokumar was thinking, who are these divine personalities? If someone would tell me, describe who they are, it would be really nice, because I on my own, I myself, I'm not able to understand who are they. Gopkumar, thinking like that, he was praying. While he was praying to the Lord, desiring to understand, to get answer to his question, Uma Devi, Parvati Devi, the wife of Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiv, she has told to Ganesh, to her son, hey Ganesh, go to his cowherd boy and describe about the nature of Lord Vishnu's companions, associates, Vishnu Dutas. So Ganeshji came to Gopkumar and he has told, hey Gopkumar, these divine personalities whose darshan you're having, they are so special. Their darshan is so rare. Their devotees, bhaktas of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu loves his devotees, his bhaktas so much that he has given himself to them. He has given the same form as his own form to them. They are associates of Lord Vishnu. If someone is having the darshan of these associates of Lord Vishnu, the personality gets the same result as if having the darshan of Lord Vishnu himself. When Jamadutas were meeting and fighting with Vishnu Dutas, and Vishnu Dutas were victorious over Yamadutas. Yamadutas came back to their Lord. They were servants of Dharmaraj, so they came back to him and they were glorifying Vishnu Dutas. At that time, Dharmaraj himself, he started glorifying these divine personalities, Vishnu Dutas, and he told his Yamadutas, he told, you are so fortunate that you've gained their darshan. So Ganeshji was describing to Gopkumar. No one can describe properly the glories of these divine personalities. Their glory, no one can describe incomplete. Gopkumar at that moment, he became very sad. As he have heard that even Lord Shiva is eager for the abode of Lord Vishnu, Vaikuntha Loka. So Gopkumar was thinking, when this divine personality as Mahadev, who is the limb of the Lord himself, as he is desiring to gain Vaikuntha, what is then to be told about me? I should be desiring to reach Vaikuntha Loka as well. And being overwhelmed with such a thought, Gopkumar has fainted. Lord Shiva came close to him and he sprinkled water upon his head. In this way he has revived Gop Kumar, and then he has told him, "Oh, hey, Gop Kumar, the fact that you were able to have darshan of Vishnu Dutas, it's actually proving that it's the blessing of your Gurudev." And Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiv started glorifying Shri Guru. He was describing of glories of Shri Guru, by whose blessings Gop Kumar could have the divine darshan of Vishnu Dutas. Gop Kumar was naturally getting the blessings of his Gurudev. And Mahadev has told him, "I am so dear to the Lord, but I am not the one that is qualified to go to Vaikuntha. The way Lord loves me, in order to go to Vaikuntha Loka, the person should be loved by the Lord 100 times more." Gop Kumar was amazed, and he was thinking, that now Lord Shiv Mahadev himself is telling me that the way Lord loves me, the one that desire to reach Vishnu Loka, the Lord should love them 100 times more. Means that Lord loves those who are qualified to go to Vishnu Loka 100 times more than himself. Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiv, Lord Mahadev himself. So Mahadev has further explained to Gop Kumar, "Your Guru is bestowing naturally his love upon you. He loves you so much, and as a result of that, the Lord is loving you so much. This is why you got the spiritual body, and now you can go to abode of Vaikuntha." Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiv was again and again explaining, "Myself," meaning Lord Shiv, "and Lord Brahma as well, we are not qualified enough to enter Vaikuntha Loka, but because of the mercy of your Guru, you became so dear to the Lord, and you got such a qualification. And who are especially dear to the Lord? Those who have love towards Vraj, towards Vrajadam. Who is the dearest of the Lord? Vrajavasis. Amongst them, Shrimati Radharani. Amongst all the Vrajavasis, the gopis, amongst all the gopis, Shrimati Radharani herself. So Vrajavasis are so dear to the Lord. Those who have divine eyes to see, they can see that in actuality Lord is never leaving Shivrajadam. Lord Shri Krishna is always present there. When Uddhavji came back to Dwaraka, he was in a way angry towards the Lord. He was in transcendental anger, man, towards the Lord, and he has told to Shri Krishna, "I have seen by my own eyes in what kind of the distress all the Vrajavasis are. You have promised to them that you will come back. Lord Balaram also has brought your message, but you never came back. Because of such a behavior of yours, I don't want to have anything with you anymore, no relation with you anymore. Uddhavji is in so many ways related to him through family ties. He's also his minister. But by the divine touch of the Lord, Uddhavji could understand Shivrajadam, he could see Shri Radharani, and by her side Lord Krishna was sitting. Everywhere in all the trees, wherever he looked in Shivrajadam, he could see Krishna himself present. This Vraja is not ordinary. Those who are worshipping Shivrajadam, those who are remembering Shivrajadam, they are the dearest of Lord Govinda, Shri Krishna. So Lord Mahadev, he has told to Gop Kumar, you are so dear of the Lord, you are Vrajavasi, there is so much mercy of the Lord bestowed upon you. So how Gop Kumar reached Vaikuntha? By Srimati Radharani's mercy, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. We are going to hear about it in our next class, in our next katha. And for today, we are concluding our katha, we are putting our katha to rest here. Gaur Sitarat Premanande Hari Hari